For the purpose of this website and telling my story, my name is Derek Smith. I was placed into school in 1982 when I was 12 years old. I ran away in 1985 to get away from the sexual abuse I was experiencing at the hands of one of the housemasters, whom all the children thought was an ex-SAS soldier. I missed all my childhood CSE examinations as a result. Honestly, you don't know fear unless you have been a small 15-year-old child in a similar position, frightened you might catch or have caught AIDS. The experience left its mark, so when I was years later forced to deal with virtual school staff and a social worker without a clue, I simply fell apart. How dare they accuse me of child abuse when they, despite my 6 clear and polite requests, would not even make a phone call for my special needs child. This is what happens when you falsely accuse a child abuse victim of child abuse and feed your ideas to an incompetent social worker.
Right, so I'm recording. This is not nasty. Yeah, this is necessary. Obviously, we know
Daniel
has had issues. Push comes to shove, nobody seems to know what it is, and because the social services have now been involved, and I understand that it was necessary due to whatever was said. But I have obviously a real problem talking. You heard me bawling on the phone the other day. As a result of that, I've got my little essay, for want of a better description. I want the opportunity to finish it before anybody interrupts me. I know this sounds really stupid and read from my little essay. I'm going to get confused and possibly upset more than need be. I was told by
at the end.
At the end, as long as I get to finish it before anybody says anything, I'm going to be happy. Now, I've got to this position because I panicked and I went to what's called, obviously, we all know, an ambassador for kids. He's a member of my family loosely. He works for a different county council, and strictly speaking, he can't get involved. But, you know, when I go cry my heart out to him, he's going to have a quick chat with
Daniel
to try and ascertain what may be wrong with him, because obviously this is really alarming behaviour, and there's absolutely no, throughout his school life, there's nothing of this nature or bordering anywhere near it. So we start from the beginning. A lot of this is about me. You'll understand why it's relevant. I was expelled.
Name of the school I was excluded from.
When I was 12 years old. And I went to a school called...
Name of the reform school I attended.
School in Gloucester and Worcestershire. And it was one of the schools that was in the news in the 80s for child abuse. Not sexual abuse, which is today's big thing. It was described as systematical emotional and physical abuse of pupils. Now, that didn't tell a story, really. What tells the story is out of 15 staff that ran the school, 6 of them were jailed. Yeah. Now, this is a year or so after I'd left, and possibly it's a bit worse than it was when I was there, I don't know. But it happened, and as a result of that, I know what it is to really feel depression and loneliness. To actually say the words is totally different to understand what it means to feel them, to say them is something totally different. And you have to view this on those lines. So when I grew up, I got married. I wasn't going to get divorced. My children would know right from wrong. They would speak well, respect authority, as I did not want them to suffer the way I had. I was there because I was a thug. I, you know, stole from shops, wore a lot, whatever.
Daniel.
The statement is, we basically had a choice of the local schools. So, of course, we picked the best school.
Your school that I spent a fortune moving house to get him into.
When we came to the school that day, we spoke to...
Your school head.
How many expulsions last year, we asked him. One was his answer. So before school, I sat
Daniel.
Down and I said to him, father, son, talk.
Daniel.
You must fit in. Remember, if you're not happy, smile, and you'll turn out to be happy anyway, because that's how life is. If you frown, you'll always be frowning. I won't get you anywhere. Here's a mobile phone with some emergency numbers in it, and I've put every number in there you can imagine. So this lad, as far as I was concerned, he's gone to school, he's really secure. 3 weeks into school, there was a bit of a problem, as much as he kept phoning his aunt at work. Nothing special, just hi, and sending texts. saying he was doing this really to the extent he was spending 20 plus quid a week on text that just said hi, which was a little bit alarming because we said it was for an emergency. So hindsight is great, really. Hindsight is great. So we took his phone away from him and said, look, this was for an emergency. Right, it was obviously a very bad thing to do because by now he's getting a bit miserable. He's getting a bit slow between lessons and he's struggling a little bit now. Whether he was struggling in the first 3 weeks, I don't know, but certainly now there's talk of struggling. He was struggling to get between classes as he was short. So Mum and Dad were called in from his perspective, there was a tension to it and hassle. They had hassle. I mean, obviously everyone tried to help him. They put a little note in his book, which was, with hindsight, maybe necessary. But it had exactly the opposite effect that it should have done. And you'll understand why in a little while. By now,
Daniel,
he's feeling hurt. He's being told by somebody he's a freak. He's really getting quite conscious about his height issues, and he's got a card on his book. And his dad's starting to get a panic station, and his dad's starting to get alarm bells, and his dad is begging someone to
talk to his scout leader.
By this time,
Daniel
is saying odd things that obviously the school don't understand, and they're keeping a secret report. All right, it may not be a secret report, but from my perspective, when it was handed to me, it was a secret report. And a lot of what was in it, I was told, but in context, it doesn't work. Now,
Daniel,
he's beginning to feel what you might call despair. And he can't comprehend this because he's never felt it before. He's always been a secure little lad, very happy, never, you know, he's always had, not a lot of friends, but he's always had the same people around him. And his parents have got no idea about this because when he comes home, he's got a couple of kids over the road, he goes to church on a Sunday and he's got the same kids at church on a Sunday, he goes to Cubs and he's got the same kids at Cubs and he's happy with his little family of people. So we really haven't got a clue there's a problem at school. All we can see is these discipline issues that are possibly coming up. And it gets a little bit worse now because Dad asks, has anybody spoken to
scout leader?
And the response from social services was, no, I won't do that. Somebody else in the office will do that. Dad's getting a bit annoyed now.
Scout leader.
Things out. He's great. He's wonderful. And it really looks like
Daniel
possibly got a problem at home, that's the implication that Dad is feeling because
your school,
clearly it's a wonderful school, it can't be doing anything wrong, it must be
Daniel
fitting in, he's not being taught to do things correctly, it must be his parents or out of school. Mum and Dad are called into school, or I don't know if we were called into school, because some of this is from memory, and I may be quite inaccurate with the time scales. But I've written here, Mum and Dad were called into school. Something about radiator burning self, on purpose, was he? He's under a bit of pressure now to conform. Still no phone, no friend, he's alone. And quite a big deal he's made of this, and he's brought into it, and he's now feeling... He's beginning to believe he is this freak. Somebody's called him a freak at some point, and now he's beginning to believe he is a freak. He can't explain his feelings. He knows he's sad. He knows that something's wrong, but he doesn't have the dice skills to comprehend what is wrong with him. And unfortunately, not necessarily just the school, but certainly his father's attitude is something to the effect of, well, you must learn to fit in. There was some suggestion of after-school activities, but for some reason this didn't happen. And his dad said once again, have you spoken to
he's Daniel,
scout leader? And so no, somebody else will do that, we was told. We get on to that a bit further. Now we've got an issue, we will have some self-motivation or different classes. And it's really had the opposite effect. Because now
Daniel,
he's feeling alone, a freak, different, needs special classes, no way of expressing himself, no phone, he's going to do anything for a friend. You know, this kid is really mixed up by this point. And nobody's done it on purpose, but this is how I perceive it. So he's hanging around the toilets, really hurting. And I can understand how he's hurting because of my past. And he says to some 15 or 16-year-old boy, whether he used the words boyfriend or boys is open to discussion. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. He hasn't got a clue how to relate to other children. If you saw him trying to make friends, it would make you cry. He really doesn't know how to do it. He says things like, "Hi, my
name is Daniel Smith,"
which is really painful to watch. I listen to him do it on the phone. Once he knows somebody, it's a bit different. But at his last school, there was two
children called Daniel.
So it was always
Daniel Smith.
He stuck with the poor lad, and it doesn't work. He's a bit of money.
Daniel.
And he does it all the time. And I must admit, nobody's, his parents, and nobody else has picked up on it. And wasn't a big deal about this money by all concerned. Please talk.
My son's scout leader.
Again, he will be able to help. I'm getting really worried now, as his father. I'm panicking. It's now been given a title. Inappropriate behaviour. This poor lad, no phone, freak, title. Have the school called
my son's scout leader.
No, social services will do that. This is me to, I don't know who it was, but I spoke to somebody at the school and I said, have the school phone.
My son's scout leader.
No, social services will do that. Mum and dad called, dad gave him earache. By this time, the dad is starting to show interest in his homework. He thinks maybe his dad shows an interest. It's all his dad's fault, you know. His dad's maybe been neglecting him because, to be quite honest, this is the way that the whole thing is pushing, or this is the way that his dad is seeing it. Somebody's implying, or it's being implied, that his dad is, or his parents or somebody is neglecting him. And as a result, dad's starting to show an interest in his schoolwork. Dad is absolutely horrified. Because he went through his schoolwork book and the teacher has written two pages of work for him. And this is like, the boy can't write. Well, obviously I know he can write. But there's two pages
Daniel
in his book. Dad was really pissed off and thought maybe this is
Daniel
a discipline issue. Everything all the time up to now, the manner in which it's been presented, it's been not necessarily a discipline issue, but a bad little boy. He can write the same as any other child. So, right, by now he's really sad, desperate to confirm, lonely. Still slow between lessons, unable to tell anyone. He could not understand why or what was wrong. He had no way to release it. But he had made one or two friends. And he's actually latched on to, there's a particular girl he's latched on to, I've forgotten her name. There was a complaint from either a student or a parent. You show me yours and I'll show you mine. Dad and Mum called in. There was a suggestion of exclusion. Yeah. Somebody in the school suggested if his behaviour didn't improve, he would be excluded for the benefit of the other children. That word was used. I don't know who said it, but it stuck. And it really rang alarm bells because of my task. Right, now, Dad freaked. And flew at poor
Daniel.
I mean, not hit him, but flew.
Daniel.
I knew he'd done something wrong. His dad was screaming and shouting at him, this wasn't the way to behave. If you behave like this, you'll end up like me. You won't get any qualifications. You won't get anywhere in life and all that nonsense. He knew he'd done something wrong that day. Dad was supported by a member of staff. I don't know which member of staff it was, but it stuck. A statement was made. I stroke most people would have done the same. And that was a statement. I don't know who made the statement, but it was that or a very similar statement was made by a member of staff. The school still keeping special report. Anything odd said by
Daniel?
You can imagine what's happening now, can't you? Because his dad beating him up, for want of a better description. At last, the end of term, right? Or as good as. Social services come to see
Daniel.
They've obviously been involved in the loop for quite a while. At home, because he's in his security, he's got his friends over the road, he's got his cubs, he seems quite secure, quite happy. I don't know why, but it didn't come up that he was frightened of going back to school, and it's never come up, and I think this is possibly the pressure his dad put on him from day one. I don't know, I'm not qualified. New term, within a week. Freak. Oh no, escape, depressed, really pissed off. Wondering about this, he could not go through this again. He really needed a friend, help. So probably a good year 11 student saw him at some point. What are you doing? What's wrong, mate? I'm pissed off, I'm going to go up to the roof to jump. more social services, big panic. Now, every day there's obviously an update visit, obviously an interrogation about home life. And now mum and dad are given this secret report. Now, this is really, really callous, the way that they were given this report. I'm sorry, but this is really, really annoying. Bits and bobs written down about what
Daniel
said. And we had no idea that there was a problem because, all right, he's clearly got struggling to settle, but we didn't know the magnitude of the problem. And with all respect to yourself, when you came to our house, you were scowling like evil. There was on your face, it said nasty. In the past, he was always a happy little boy. We didn't know. If you looked at the paperwork, he was well-adjusted, a little behind. We're given this report. We're allowed to read it for 2 minutes, and then it's taken away.
Daniel
might have, and the statements were made such as
Daniel
might have mental problems.
Daniel
might be being abused, and this is a big one. This is what fucked my life up all weekend. Camps have suggested
Daniel
should go into foster care. Now, I must admit, when it was said like that, it rung alarm bells because of my past, but it was made clear at the time it was said, to be reasonable, it was made clear that the social worker didn't necessarily think it was necessary, but there was a get-out clause, the fact that it was necessarily rather than definitely. So, right, now, this isn't what's happened. This line is what
Daniel
is thinking, so don't think Dad gave the
Daniel.
Sorry, Dad gave
Daniel
the cold shower because of this, but this is part of what's coming up in this. Dad's been told suggestion of foster care. Dad gives
Daniel
the cold shower and beatings. Dad is always on
Daniel
his case. Mum is like this thing.
Daniel.
The computer talks
Daniel.
Mum sits in the car. Or something similar to that. I don't know whether that was the exact words. But the long and short of it was, he worked out his mum had been caught short and she didn't make it to the loan. And it had been taken out of context. Dad really worried now. Big worry. You know, I'm crying every night, so I'm really, really stuffed. Nick, right? Now, I'm asking anybody and everybody for some help. This is really affecting me, as well as
Daniel.
This is the first Dad really knew about the extent or the possible extent of his problems. Dad was told
Daniel
he was misbehaving. Wake up in night crying. My poor little boy. They think I'm doing something to him. Meeting between Nick and
Daniel
20 minutes later. Nick is, we'll call him my ambassador. He's talked about earlier. 20 minutes later, a bit of a discussion with Dad. I think he's struggling to settle in. He's feeling lonely. And that word lonely rang a bell with Dad, because of course, Dad's passed. You like this line, this will stir up some it. I don't think
Daniel
is feeling lonely. I think
Daniel
is feeling emotionally and systematically abused by social services. Do you think this would warrant the attention of the head of the school? Spoke to the club leader. This is the guy I've been begging someone to talk to. This is last night. He asked me to make a statement on his behalf, because obviously nobody spoke to him. And his statement is, he wants a meeting, contact with anybody concerned as soon as possible. Please phone him on... He wants to come to a meeting to speak to anybody concerned before somebody makes a big mistake. I'm not going to repeat that bit. Statements I've been told I should make. Right? This is what I've been told I should do. Where is a copy of the transition plan? I hereby request a statement review meeting as soon as possible. Clearly there is a need for an interim meeting, including
Daniel,
the previous head teacher, his and or his class teacher, an education psychologist, and a member of social services should anyone think it's still necessary. Oh, and please can we have
your school head
involved. This is the... unfortunately for you, Miss, you share the same surname as the head of care when I was at school. And I'm sorry to you, but this has meant I can't relate to you because of my past. No disrespect to you, really. I'm sure everybody concerned in this has had
Daniel.
Best interests at heart, but, and I'm sure maybe this is one-sided from my view, because of my past, and I'm reading a lot of what I have suffered into
Daniel.
Demeanour. So where are we now? We've met an impasse. I can see two ways forward. I can see people putting their hands up and saying, sorry, look, we've made a mistake, and putting things in order in this context, speaking to
my son's scout leader
as soon as possible, or I can see me going above everybody's head and taking the matter and making lots of noise. Unfortunately, because of the situation and how it's got and words that have been said, language that has been used, especially by social services, I'm unable to make any further representation unless
my son's scout leader,
the phone number which I'm about to give you on a big piece of paper, so there's no mistaking, is involved, and by involved I mean in the meeting. Let me get this right. Yeah, that's it. Until
my son's scout leader
phones me and speaks to me directly to explain to me that somebody has contacted him, I'm not going to discuss the matter any further. I'm still going to bring my son to school. I'm still happy that this is a good school for him. I really think that after speaking to
my son's scout leader,
possibly somebody's obviously got the wrong end of the stick. So that everybody knows, there is no mistaking that everybody has got his number. I'm sorry, but that's as much as I can say. You can understand now maybe why I felt the need to record that.
That useless social worker still had to phone me up to get the number again.
Following that was a meeting with the school head.
Obviously, we've been pushing buttons to see what's wrong with
Daniel.
The child abuse button, and I feel it because I've nasty past. I'm really quite annoyed, shall we say. And then following another stuff like I did last time. Same sort of criteria, I just want to say something and throw things up in the air. And this is basically for
Daniel
benefit. I've moved on to what's happened to now. To better understand
Daniel,
he might want to consider his home life. We use a smile method with an odd twist. To the extent that body language can mean loads of things, and this is particularly prevalent between
Daniel
and me, to the extent that acknowledgement means something. We use positive encouragement.
Daniel
is particularly good at reading facial expressions, to the extent people have referred to him as psychic. Oh, and he signs as well, all that, you know. Music is very important, not singing, but opera and classical type music. If it has a computer or is anything to do with sci-fi, we have it or we want it. We use unusual words in odd ways. Brat or brat is a term of endearment.
Danny and Daniel
mean different things. Oi, you, get out of the kitchen means no midnight snacks. Our home is very small. Normally, all the doors are open. You could hear a pin drop. If there is a raised voice, it means something. Let's talk about our take on positive encouragement. You use attention-seeking. We use eager to please, and it's one hell of a powerful tool. You use social worker, and we use the plague. We use babbling, and you turn it into child abuse. We train or teach our children to take people as individuals. To the extent I had a two-hour lunch date with a 24-year-old Sunday school teacher who invited himself to my home. He comes over like a 14-year-old, and he wanted to know about
Daniel
school life. Another person who wanted to give
Daniel
his number, and so
Daniel
said something to call. So you might have guessed it now, we've actually got a dog called in our house. We encourage our children to think things out, write them down, and if necessary, read and look at things from many different perspectives. And if all else fails, then we ask. And obviously I've been running, I've got rings and rings, and it did make me a bit worse. And I'm sorry about this, but I've got to do this because this is way back and it really bugs me. Before
Daniel
started school back in
the prior school,
There was a meeting. I've forgotten who said it, but I remember a woman scowling like a small child throwing toys and saying something to the effect of, shit, he's only level 2, we'll lose him next year. Would it be fair to suggest my son did not get a chance? Stand a chance, Stephen.
About now, the meeting got very constructive and the scout leader took over, did a great job for me, or for my son even, and everything was sorted out.